Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Welcome back to the Upper Hand Fantasy Podcast. It's summer, and that means fantasy football draft season is officially here. I'm Faraz from Upper Hand Fantasy. I help fantasy football players dominate with data that actually matters, strategy that works, and insights that give you an edge every single week. Last season, we helped hundreds of listeners win leagues by spotting breakout players and diamonds in the rough before the rest and building draft strategies that give you the upper hand in every round. My goal with every episode is simple: give you clear, actionable steps rooted in data and proven strategy, all with one goal in mind: winning your redraft and dynasty championships. Let's start with the Bills. They're tied with the Ravens, the Chiefs, and the Eagles with the highest projected win total for this upcoming season. They are literally favored in every single game this year. They're the only team that can say that for this season. The first thing that means is that this favors the run game. James Cook has finally showed up for minicamp. That's good news for him and the Bills, but he's looking for a new deal. I don't think the Bills value James Cook the way James Cook values James Cook. If the Bills aren't going to pay up for a wide receiver for their star quarterback, I really don't think they're going to pay up for a running back, especially one that isn't necessarily going to carry the load like Cook. James Cook had the same number of rushing touchdowns as Derrick Henry and Jahmyr Gibbs last year with 16. The other leaders at the position with 13-plus rushing touchdowns were Josh Jacobs, Kyren Williams, Bijan Robinson, and Saquon Barkley. Now, all these running backs averaged 306 attempts. Cook only had 207. Unfortunately for Cook, this is a clear indication of negative regression coming his way. The good news is that he doesn't have a whole lot of competition at the goal line when it comes to the other running backs. Maybe that changes a bit if they do decide to give Ray Davis more work this year. I do think he's someone who deserves it. But either way, the bad news for James Cook is that Josh Allen had 11 carries himself inside the 5-yard line compared to 15 for Cook. James Cook was the only running back in the NFL to have more rushing touchdowns than goal line carries last year. Cook only had 32 catches on top of his 207 carries. So while he performed like a fantasy RB1 last year, his opportunity is more in line with a low-end RB2. He definitely has some talent. I was a big fan of his coming out of college. I talked him up a ton coming out, leading all the prospects that year in yards per touch, etc. And he's continued that efficiency. Among the 23 running backs with 200 or more carries last year, he was 5th in missed tackles forced per attempt and 11th in yards after contact per attempt. But his offense is really what's carrying him right now for fantasy because of the volume cap, which props him up ahead of that low-end RB2 range, but I don't see any signs or reasons why his workload is going to increase by much this year. In addition, when you look at the work that he did get among those 23 qualifying running backs, he ranked 22nd in expected fantasy points per game. Compare that to him being 11th in actual fantasy points per game, something's got to give, okay? So he's the RB14 off the board after finishing as the RB9 in fantasy points per game last year. But I see a big tier drop-off with the guys ahead of him, like Chase Brown, Kyren Williams, Breece Hall. you know, guys were going behind him, like Joe Mixon, Kenneth Walker, Alvin Kamara, James Conner. You know, these are guys who are going to get more volume and I think are going to end up outscoring him this year. So, me personally, I'm probably avoiding James Cook at his price this year. Now, I'm not sure there's much to say about Josh Allen. He finished as the overall QB2 last year in fantasy points per game, QB1 in 2023, QB3 in 2022, QB1 in 2021, QB2 in 2020, right? Straight up baller. He's my QB1 this year. He had a 51-point fantasy performance in Week 14 last season. Okay, followed that up with a 41-point performance in the first week of the fantasy playoffs. Okay, so he's a big reason why a lot of us performed in the playoffs. But Josh Allen was second in rushing touchdowns, only behind Jalen Hurts last year. He was tied for second with Jaden Daniels for the most carries inside the 5-yard line. He was third behind Jalen Hurts and Jaden Daniels in red zone rushing attempts. Lamar Jackson, you look at him, he only had one carry inside the 5-yard line last year. Only 4 rushing touchdowns. 5 the year before, 3 before that. So, you know, because of all that rushing ability and production, Josh Allen is my number one fantasy quarterback going into this season. And the team is built around Josh Allen, right? Despite him not having any true weapons that he could depend on. He doesn't have a true wide receiver one right now. They drafted Keon Coleman to be that guy, but he has limitations as a player. And I don't see him becoming that guy anytime soon based on his play as a rookie. He's being forced to play a separation game on the outside, and that's simply not his game. So if he continues in that role, we shouldn't expect sizable improvements. He only ran out of the slot on 11% of his routes, which is not great. They brought in Josh Palmer, who I'd rather take that X receiver spot, you know, allow Coleman to play more flanker, while Shakir continues to man the slot.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Khalil Shakir only ran a route on 75% of Josh Allen's dropbacks last year, so him coming off the field in some two wide receiver set situations kind of caps the ceiling for fantasy, right? The Bills do like to have two tight ends that they like to get on the field, you know, which makes it tough for him. And then you have Elijah Moore. Elijah Moore is a really interesting add here. He's a good separator. He's underrated. He never had a good quarterback. And now he's paired with Josh Allen. So he's super intriguing to me. He's somebody that I'm going to take my shots on late in drafts. If you guys know me, you guys know I'm an Elijah Moore stan. And now he has a quarterback, and now I'm excited. You know, you saw what he was able to do with Jameis Winston last year with some competition alongside Jerry Jeudy, alongside Cedric Tillman. He was still able to earn targets. So there's some, you know, a little bit of unfinished business when it comes to Elijah Moore. And I think Elijah Moore can actually make this 3-man rotation potentially. We'll see who it's at the expense of. If it was up to me, it might be Keon Coleman. But hey, I don't want to go that far. I know he's, you know, the future for the Bills or what they want the future to look like. But we'll see how that ends up working out. You know, Curtis Samuel, he also ran a route on less than 50% of dropbacks last year. So, you know, he might be the odd man out when it comes to, you know, really building a true rotation here among 3 or 4 wide receivers. Khalil Shakir had a 23% target share last year. He was targeted on 25% of his routes, which ranked 14th among all qualifying wide receivers last year who ran at least 300 routes. And Dalton Kincaid was the next top target with a target on 24% of his routes run, which ranked 5th among all qualifying tight ends last year. The problem with Kincaid is that he's sharing his role with Dawson Knox. Kincaid ran a route on only 63% of Josh Allen's dropbacks, while Knox was still getting a very significant 53%. So that's not doing Kincaid any good. If Knox stays healthy all year and they want to continue to run three wide receiver sets, only a small amount of time, a little bit more than 50% of their plays, which ranked 23rd in the NFL, then the production is going to be diluted overall for both guys like Kincaid and Shakir. So despite Kincaid being targeted on 24% of his routes, which is really good, he was actually only getting a 20% target share. It's not like the Bills pass the ball a ton. They're in the middle of the league when it comes to pass attempts. So this passing offense isn't one I'm necessarily targeting outside of Josh Allen, right? Now, if Kincaid, like 20% target share for a part-time player is really good, right? So if he can bump those routes up to like 80% route participation, he can absolutely smash for where he's going in drafts. But that's making a huge assumption that that's going to happen, and I don't see any signs of why that would happen as of right now, or why the Bills would want to make that happen, if that makes sense. So if I'm grabbing anyone, it's Shakir at wide receiver 44 if I'm looking for some stability at that point of the draft. But keep in mind, there isn't a ton of upside there. He's going around guys like Pearsall, Diggs, Ayuk, Mooney, Josh Downs, Ibuka, right? All the guys I mentioned have more upside, right? Especially Stephon Diggs. So, and Emeka Ibuka. So, you know, maybe I'll take a super, you know, late shot with Elijah Moore, you know, who's had a rough time with quarterbacks over his career. Like I mentioned, he's going off the board on Underdog at wide receiver 104. Okay, so super affordable. He's basically free and somebody that could potentially make a dent in this Bills passing game. You know, they're looking for a wide receiver who can make an impact.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.